you someone who roots for the underdog? Have you ever felt like the underdog? If you're like me, you love it when God comes alongside the underdog and guides them to victory. But that begs the question, does God take sides? And if so, whose side is he on? Today, we're going to look at what the Bible has to say about this, and we'll discover this truth together. Surrendering to God leads to victory. If you're feeling like an overpowered, outnumbered underdog, then this message is definitely for you. We're going to look at one of the most famous battles in the Bible and answer these questions. Where is God when I'm facing a fight? How do I prepare for battle? What can I do to ensure victory? At the end, I'm going to give you the Bible verses I like to pray when I'm facing a battle, so I hope that you'll stay with me. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am determined to live out 2 Corinthians 4:13, which says, "It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken." Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. I not only speak what I believe on this podcast, I encourage you to join me. I want us speaking life and hope and encouragement to one another. Now, if you're new, I want you to know that I base my weekly messages on a short passage of scripture, and then I always give you a declaration that I draw from that scripture, and I invite you to repeat it with me to empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to read Joshua 5, verse 13 through chapter 6, verse 2, and I'll read it from the New International Version. Now, when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men." These verses highlight an unusual battle strategy for winning: surrender. In fact, I'd like us to declare this truth: surrendering to God leads to victory. Will you say that with me? Surrendering to God leads to victory. Now, before I unpack the verses that I just read from Joshua chapters 5 and 6, I gotta say that I totally understand the reason for Joshua's question to the commander of the Lord's army. I also want to make a point that because he fell down in reverence, and the angel of the Lord, the commander of the Lord's army, said, "Take off your sandals, this place is holy," he received that reverence, he received that worship. Angels that aren't an actual theophany, which is a pre-incarnate vision of the Lord Jesus Christ, will not accept worship. So we know that this was very much a godly message given by God himself to Joshua. So anyway, scripture tells us that this mighty being, this theophany, was holding a drawn sword. Now, I know that I would want him on my side, wouldn't you? I promise we're going to talk about the puzzling answer that the commander, the theophany, gave Joshua about whose side he was on in a bit. But first, I want to point out what these verses teach us about where God is when we're facing a Jericho of our own. Did you notice? God comes to us before the battle. Just before this scene unfolds, Moses died, leaving Joshua in command. And then right after that, the manna stopped appearing every morning as a source of food. The Israelites had reached the promised land, but the cities that God had given them were occupied and fortified. Joshua is preparing to take Jericho when he looks up and sees the heavenly being. Joshua's encounter with the commander of the Lord's army spells out three things that you need to know to be on the winning side. And the first one is that God comes to us before the battle. The reason that there's a name for foxhole prayers is because too many of us don't look for God or ask for his help until we're in the thick of it. But God doesn't suddenly appear when we cry out to him. He is always with us. God is ready to equip us with the strategies and the strength that we need. All we have to do, my friend, is look up like Joshua did. And I promise you, your God will be there for you. Now, he might not say or do what you expect. Joshua had a valid question when he looked up and saw the commander. Are you for us or our enemies? Another translation puts it this way. Are you friend or foe? Joshua 5:14 records the response and Joshua's reaction. Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant? I promise you, we will talk about that neither answer. But first, I want to point out the posture that Joshua took just as soon as he found out who he was speaking to, because it reveals the second secret to a winning strategy. Humbly ask God what to do. The Battle of Jericho was decided the moment Joshua fell down in reverence and listened for what the commander of the Lord's army was going to reveal. And he did that. He revealed the winning strategy. Now, if you know the story about the walls of Jericho that came tumbling down, then you know that Joshua followed very strange instructions. He commanded his army to march silently around the city for 7 days, and on the seventh day to march around it 7 times without saying a word, and then shout. I think we can agree that that is an unusual battle strategy, but it worked. As soon as the Israelites shouted, the walls of Jericho absolutely crumbled. Joshua's obedience demonstrates that we can't lose when we surrender to God and obey his commands. Even if God's ways don't make sense, even if victory doesn't look like we think it should look like. My friend, if you're facing a battle and you don't know what to do, humbly ask God what to do. He will reveal divine strategies just like he did for Joshua and for Gideon and for Esther and for Jehoshaphat. There are so many examples in the Bible. So ask and then obey what you hear the Lord command, no matter how counterintuitive it seems to you. I would love for you to repeat our declaration with me right now. Surrendering to God leads to victory. Before I share the final key to victory, I'd like to ask a favor of you. Would you please tap or click on that like button and also share this message with a friend? Please subscribe if you haven't already and be sure to turn on the notifications by tapping or clicking the bell. Thank you so much. I recorded a message last year that talked about how to access resurrection power, the resurrection power of God, when circumstances are beyond our ability to control, when we're facing a Jericho of our own, so to speak. And I'm going to provide a link for you because at that time, I shared how I came to understand that puzzling neither answer. Rather than taking issue with the answer, I should have taken issue with the question. Now, I really need you to get this important point. Maybe pause this recording so you can write this down. Don't ask God, which side are you on? Ask yourself, am I on God's side? If you want to be victorious, you need to align your ways with God's will. Maybe you need to write that one down too, so I'll say it again. If you want to be victorious, align your ways with God's will. The third secret to a winning strategy is to choose to be on God's side. I recently saw a viral video clip of a group of politically minded demonstrators singing, "Which side are you on? Which side are you on?" Now, their impassioned song reminded me of Joshua's misguided question. I prayed and I asked about whether or not I should tell you about those demonstrators. And as I was praying, a very clear thought formed in my mind. Satan wants us taking sides so he can divide and conquer us. God wants us on his side so he can unify and empower us. It's never my intention to offend or divide, but the Bible makes it clear that one day God will absolutely set apart the sheep from the goats. And when he does, God will take into account who has accepted Jesus, who is aligned with his teaching about eternal life, which is the ultimate victory. My friend, if you want to be on the winning side, choose to be on God's side. Before I close in prayer, I want to keep my promise to tell you which Bible verses I pray when I'm facing a battle. The well-known passage from Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 31, doesn't guarantee that I'm going to win that battle, but praying these verses assures me of God's presence and power to help me rise above it. Let's pray right now that God would renew our strength and help us to soar on wings like eagles. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for the examples that you give us throughout Scripture. I mentioned several besides Joshua who did not know what to do, who were overpowered, outnumbered, and probably scared to death because they faced something that was so much bigger than them, that had so much power over them. And yet because they humbled themselves, I know in the case of Esther, she fasted for 3 days. Lord, they humbled themselves. They called out to you. They said, "We don't know what to do." In the case of Jehoshaphat, "We don't know what to do, Lord, but you know what to do." And then again, you intervened in a miraculous way. And God, that's not just for then, it's for now. And so, Father, I pray that as we wait on you, in the midst of our battles, our Jerichos, those walls that are in front of us that seem insurmountable, Lord, you have promised that you would give strength to the weary, and that you would refresh those of us who are weak, that we would mount up on wings like eagles and soar. God, help us to soar over the things we're facing, knowing, Father God, that you are the source of our strength, of our comfort, and of divine strategies. Lord, if we press in and listen, you have promised to guide us. And so we ask that you would. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to thank you for joining me today for Believe and Speak. You mean so much to me. And again, when you stay till the end, I get to hear from you, I hope, because I always ask you to leave me a comment about your biggest takeaway. Also, it helps me out a lot when you click that like button, get engaged with me, and when you subscribe, and also click the bell for notifications. A great video to watch next is called Overcome the Darkness in Your Life Today. It holds a promise for anyone facing a battle. Just click the thumbnail that you're going to see in a minute on your right. And please tell someone what you learned today. Remember, your tongue has power. Use it for good.